Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Financial Times, London reporting. U.S. charges ex-FBI chief James Comey, who investigated Donald Trump's alleged Russia ties. Subhead, indictment comes just days after U.S. president called for a swift prosecution of his opponents. I welcome my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. He's at the Civitas Institute, University of Texas at Austin. Richard, a very good evening to you.
Thanks for having me, John.
The advice from Machiavelli, I think that's a few centuries ago. Men ought either to be well-treated or crushed because they can avenge themselves of lighter injuries. Of more serious ones, they cannot. Therefore, the injury that is to be done to a man ought to be of such a kind that one does not stand in fear of revenge. I believe that's an Italian genius's way of saying, when you strike at a king, you must kill him. They did not.
Yes, there's always one problem with that theory, which is so long as their offsprings are ally, there's always a danger of revenge from somebody who is connected with or to the party. So you kill the king, and if the son is still alive. So the implication that comes from this particular maxim is even more chilling. You cannot just kill the king. You have to kill his confederates so that there's nobody available to do that. And if you don't kill the confederates, you have to drive them out of the nation or do something else. And so the message here doesn't stop revenge. It does in international affairs. So to give you the other case, why is the Middle East such a complete mess? Because it was always the position of the Biden administration that if you escalate, they'll escalate. He never read Machiavelli, nor would he have understood it. But the point is you escalate to a point where the other party is not in a position to get back at you, and there are no children to do it. That's why the attack on Iran was so effective, why the attack in Syria was so effective, and so forth. The Israelis understood that principle, that you have to rule out that possibility. It doesn't solve you from political risk. That's always going to be available, but it does handle the military side. And when you want to do this in international affairs, is it means that for wars to be safe, you have to make them short. The longer it goes, the more likely it is that your enemy is going to be able to do something which you will regret, which, of course, is exactly the way the Palestinian situation is playing out. Trump, I think, understands all that, which is both inspiring and chilling at the same time.
We come back to the president on Truth Social. Justice in America, all caps, exclamation point. One of the worst human beings this country, capital C, has ever been exposed to is James Comey, the former capital C corrupt, capital H head of the FBI. The president is being very clear this is personal with him. Mr. Comey's case is that he's being persecuted, but in between, there is a very careful assertion that Mr. Comey deceived Congress. That is a very small bite at Mr. Comey. Does it crush him if Mr. Trump is successful?
Well, let's go back. If you were to list all of the sins that were committed by James Comey in the eyes of Donald Trump, this would be way down on the list. But many of the others are simply beyond prosecution. And so what he will do as a vengeful president is take the most credible claim. The indictment itself is worthless. It's just a broad statement that he committed these things. But the subtext that seems to be developed around it is much more powerful, that he did say these things, that he did not leak anything directly or leak it to somebody else to make it public. And then there are all the charges about this Professor Richmond who's sitting there at Columbia, who received that information and did what Comey wanted to be done, used it in order to rehabilitate Comey and to discredit every one of his enemies, including Donald Trump. And so you're then left with the following situation. This is a very unhappy way for the president to intervene because it overrides any semblance of independence on the Department of Justice, which is a long-term institutional virtue to keep that independent. On the other hand, it may well be that the case is going to be very strong when you actually see the way in which it goes. And there's a kind of a rule that if the president has a corrupt motive, as he surely does, but a strong case, the motive doesn't matter. It's the case that matters, and that's what the jury is going to have to look at, and that's what the defendant is going to have to deal with. So far at this point, we just have everybody saying nobody's above the rule of law. That means that Comey's not above the rule of law, and it means that Kash Patel is not above the rule of law. And, well, when these two conflict, maybe both of them are above or below the rule of law. It depends on how this thing shakes out. But this is going to be, I think, a case in which Trump understands what the stakes are, and he's going to push it as far as he can. The independence of the Justice Department be damned. This is a case in which he's concerned with vengeance less than institutional probity. And I think that he will be able to make that stick. I mean, I haven't seen all the evidence, and you always have to be tentative when you judge these kinds of things. But the narrative that's coming out that Comey was an operative and cooperated with people outside the Justice Department has enough antecedent credibility that it's going to be very hard for him, I think, to defeat it in court. But you never want to prejudge a trial. You have to have the trial to take place. But I don't believe that he's going to be able to derail this trial. And I think if the information is as the way in which people have portrayed it to me, it's going to be very hard for him to get a not guilty verdict.
I read from Mr. Comey's response on a video on social media. In other words, it's global. My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. Whoa, Richard. We're going Shakespeare here.
You win Machiavelli. Why not?
Live on our knees. Is that what this is about?
Yes. I mean, what it's saying, in effect, is this is going to be a titanic struggle. The question is, do you have the cards? And in terms of the political battle, Comey has enough allies and friends and supporters. But what they will do is concentrating on denunciation of Trump. I think they'll be more reticent to talk about a defense of Comey on the merits, because I think it's going to be very difficult to escape what most people seem to think the case, and that he was an operative when he was the head of the FBI, and nothing would be more natural to him than starting to deal with people on the outside in order to burnish his image, which is the nature of the charges. Now, it's always subject to a denial, but it's going to be a very awkward case. The way in which Comey has said this is, I'm only talking about myself. I'm not talking about all these other guys. But there's an obvious tension between the situation of himself and McCabe and Richmond. And if the FBI concentrates solely on the case and makes the prosecution, whatever its motivative, look only to the evidence that is available in the record, they will have a very strong chance of prevailing, unless there's something about the record that I don't know.
All right, a detail here. The indictment comes days after Trump picked Lindsey Halligan, his former personal lawyer, to lead the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia, where the DOJ obtained the indictment against Comey. The indictment does not bear the signature of any career prosecutors at the U.S. Attorney's Office and was signed only by Halligan. She is also the only Justice Department official listed for the case on the court document. This brings a comment from Mark Warner, the Democratic senior senator from Virginia. This kind of interference is a dangerous abuse of power. What are they going after there? What is the contestant?
Well, what they're going after is the argument that Donald Trump has broken all of the traditional norms about the independence of the Justice Department, and they're trying to put him on trial for overtaking that gap and making the Justice Department to a personal assistant to him, a petty little ambassador of Trump. And so they're going to just attack him all the time. That's what I said. But notice he didn't say anything about defending Comey on the merits. And that's what's going to happen here. The Democrats will try to slaughter Trump on reputational grounds and leave it to Comey to defend himself inside the trial. And remember, the preliminary period in this case is likely to be quite long, which means that this sort of political byplay could be heard for weeks.
It is not irrelevant to ask what law firm comes forward to help Mr. Comey because of early decisions by the Trump administration to punish any and all law firms who ever crossed his path. Is this now a risk for a law firm?
This will not be defended by a large law firm because there are too many other issues that are involved. One of the things about large firms is they well understand that taking a single client could reflect on the entire docket in the book of business. And most large business firms do not want to have their lawyers in the publicity of the press at large because of the fear that it will bring something back on them. And so he's going to try to find a very, very talented criminal defense lawyer, works in a one or two person firm, and have that man or woman start to defend him. There are lots of people who do that kind of stuff, and they don't have to worry about the collateral blowback. And in fact, if anything, they say, look, I'm defending a guy who's in real trouble. I'm going to do my darn best on that. And there's certainly to be somebody else who's going to be attacked in the same way, either by Trump or by somebody else, and I'll defend them afterwards as well. And so he will find defense stuff, but it's not going to be amongst the major law firms in the United States. This is an ecological niche. Big firms could do certain things. Small firms can do other kinds of things. And the fact is that we'll always have both size firms in the government. And in talks, sometimes you get a very powerful division or a very skillful lawyer in one of these cases. And what that person does is breaks off and starts his or her own law firm because they can't deal with the situation of having partners who want low publicity clients so that they could do their own commercial business. And so they break off and they do it. The market in law firms and their structure is very dynamic. Groups are break off all the time. They're quiet all the time. They merge all the time. And the thing to understand is they're doing this with the question of figuring out how it is that you can have a coherent basis so you don't have clients who are unhappy with you no matter what you do. There was a firm, I think it was Sussman Godfrey. It had an insurance defense group and it had a plaintiff group. They can't keep the two of them together because they're on the other side of too many cases. So the firm has to split up. And that's the correct thing to do. And so I think he will get counsel, but I don't think he'll get it from a major firm.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Civitas Institute, the University of Texas at Austin, ahead of us, more Russiagate. But we turn now to action in the Caribbean. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.